Hey, pageant friend, this is Meg Brattle Brown, your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast, where we talk about crowns, causes, and courage. Whether you're new to the pageant scene or a pageant veteran, this podcast is for you. And not only do we get to hear from amazing pageant queens, but we will also hear amazing stories from pageant directors, judges, coaches, hair and makeup stylists, and photographers. So yes, this is truly an All Things Pageantry podcast. So don't forget to share, like, and follow us on all our social media platforms as well as our website to keep up on the latest pageant buzz. So come on, let's dive into today's episode of All Things Pageantry podcast. Well, hi, everyone. This is Meg Brattle Brown, the host of All Things Pageantry podcast. And today I have Jasmine Foley, International Miss United Kingdom. Welcome, Jasmine. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking for ages to come onto this podcast, so I'm really excited to be here now.
Oh, thank you so much. And we were just briefly talking about the time difference because you are in the United Kingdom. And so it's 2 o'clock here in Texas and it's 8 o'clock there. So I'm glad that the whole time worked out today.
My daughter is asleep in the next room. So hopefully we don't hear like the pitter patter of little feet at any point.
Oh,
but my husband's on duty in case she needs him.
Okay. Well, awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much again. So Jasmine, tell me a little bit about your title and the system that you're in.
So I'm International Miss United Kingdom, as you mentioned. So the system is what really drew me to it. And the reason that I'm in pageantry in the first place is that I'm a big advocate for personal development. I've had my own struggles with anxiety in the past, like in my early 20s. So coming out of that, I was just hugely into personal development. I changed so much as a person and it really made me who I am today. And there was a few things that drew me to the system. So because of my experiences with that and my love for personal development, this system really kind of harnesses that and helps you to develop. It's very much about empowering women through entrepreneurship, education. I'm a university lecturer. And I'm also a business owner as well. So there's a few things that align really nicely. And it's really family friendly too. So the competition's going to be in Orlando. I go on the 29th of August. So it's not too long now, just over 4 months. I'll be competing in, there's a social media element. There's an empowerment plan that we do about what we'd want to do as the queen. And then there's the on-stage rounds and obviously interview. And the majority of the scores are based on things like your video, your intro video, your social media, your empowerment plan and your interview. And the on-stage portion is quite a small part of that, which I actually really like. And I've not had that in the past in other systems. And I love that there's such a focus on who you are and what you want to do, which is why I really wanted to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Now, is this a new system or has this been around for a while?
I think it's fairly new. Yeah. I think maybe 10 years or something like that. So it's been around a little while now. But yeah, it's still fairly new.
Okay. So was there a national competition or were the titles kind of at large?
So there was supposed to be a final within the UK and I was a finalist for the UK title. But then unfortunately that didn't go ahead. But I'd already put in so much work ready for internationals. So I've gone direct and I'm going directly to the international competition.
Oh, fun. Awesome. Well, that sounds like a great pageant to be a part of. And I really like the aspect, like you said, that they focus on the person and kind of you as a whole, which is, I think what women today are looking for in pageants.
Yeah, 100%. And also they have an organization called Still She Rose, which is all about helping women in pageantry with their mental health and having that sort of support. And as I mentioned, with my history and my experience of anxiety in the past, I really like being able to advocate for that and do things for that cause as well.
That's so needed because, there's so many reasons why I think women get into pageantry. And I think a lot of it, most of the time, is just awareness of, personal causes, personal experiences that they've experienced. But I'm really happy to see mental health becoming more of a open discussion, an open topic to talk about, especially with when it comes to platforms and sharing personal experiences. So thank you for that, for sure.
I think it's, yeah, I agree. I think it's so important. I think ever since I suffered with anxiety and then coming out of the other end, that's actually why I started pageantry. So I didn't start until 2019. So I was already 26 at the time. I'm 30 now. Mm-hmm. So I started at quite a late age. I was already married. So my first competition, I was a Mrs. But I really wanted to get into it just so that I could make that impact and make a difference. And I've done a lot of things around mental health ever since. And then when mm-hmm. I had my daughter in 2021, I created a project called Raising Them Resilient, and I did it in partnership with a clinical psychologist, and it's all resources for primary school aged children, and mm-hmm. it helps them with their mental health, and that's been able to be mm-hmm. downloaded and used globally as well. So it's been really nice to be able to have the impact and try and make the change in things that I would have wanted to see when I was that age and what I think would have helped mm-hmm. me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because when you're small and you're little, you don't have the words, you don't have the vocabulary, or how to know how to express them properly. Because you definitely have got some big feelings, you know, going on when you're at that age. And even as an adult, we still have big feelings that we may not always know how to express that or how to, you know, share that with other people.
Yeah, I definitely think, I always say to my daughter when she's having, you know, big emotions, I mm-hmm. say, you know, mummy feels these too, you know, mm-hmm. mummy sometimes wants to cry, it's okay to want to cry, mm-hmm. we all feel all these different emotions, but it's knowing what to do with it. And actually, mm-hmm. I think we sometimes expect children to deal with it and know what to do on their own, whereas actually mm-hmm. it's a skill, being able to overcome emotions and know mm-hmm. how to make yourself feel better, and having that toolkit of things that you know you can do that will help you through it. And also just knowing that having, you know, negative emotions is normal, because I think sometimes children especially think like, oh, maybe they're bad if they're feeling sad or they're upset, when actually mm-hmm. we all feel like that, and that's totally fine. And just, yeah, understanding themselves more and knowing how they can help themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, that's so wonderful. I'm glad you're definitely sharing your experience, or that experience, with everyone else as part of your platform. It's funny, because when you were talking, I kind of thought about this year for me. I've called it my year of no, which is funny because everyone's like the year of yes. But for me, the year of no is basically saying no to things that I feel half-hearted, you know, about, like organizations or whatnot, or and saying, well, I guess in turn, saying yes to being by myself, you know, more self-care, more just taking a break and breathing, instead of, you know, rushing and going. Because I feel like as women, you know, no matter where we are on our adult life, I think we're kind of pressured to do all the things at all one time. And definitely we can't. And that definitely can cause anxiety, depression, a little bit of everything. So, yeah.
I actually have something starting. It's for Mental Health Awareness Week, which I think next month is Mental Health Awareness Month in general. But Mental Health mm-hmm. Awareness Week's from the 6th of May. And I have something for women worldwide happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing like a wellness week for women mm-hmm. to join. And it's going to be a Facebook group. And I've got lots of different guests coming in. And they're going to be doing things like little fitness challenges. And I don't mean like mm-hmm. hardcore fitness.
Right.
But things like, you know, walks. And it's for anybody. So there's going to be like fitness challenges, reflection type challenges, mm-hmm. Just different things that we can do without the week, just to really mm-hmm. actually get women to spend some time each day that week focusing on something for themselves and for their wellness. Because mm-hmm. like you say, women in general don't necessarily do that. I think we're always mm-hmm. kind of caring for others and thinking about other people a lot, especially mm-hmm. with me being a mum. Mm-hmm. obviously a lot of myself goes into my husband and into my daughter, so I think just having something like that to remind you is really important. So yeah, I do have that happening, and it's just £5 for Still She Rose as well. So hoping to get lots of women in that group.
Yeah, for sure. So you said it's a Facebook group starting in May?
Yeah, so I'm just, people just contact me through any of my social media platforms if they want to join, and then I'll add everyone into the Facebook group for the week.
Okay. Yeah, that is so great. You know, you mentioned kind of teaching your daughter and young people how to deal with their big emotions, their big feelings. And you know, it's even though we're adults, we may not always know how to appropriately handle those feelings and channel that energy into something positive. So I think that's great to kind of have moments for these women in this challenge to go ahead and focus on themselves and have a good support system, because I think that always helps.
Yeah, I definitely think I wanted to do it with a community feel, because I think having other people there and discussing things in the group and cheering each other on is really important. And like you say, I think from starting my project for children, that kind of runs itself now, because they're ready-made resources, people download them and use them with children. And now that I've been able to have that impact and it's just kind of running itself, I've felt that I can start to kind of go beyond that and speak to women as well and girls and kind of go a bit further with it, which is really nice. And I have a business as well. It's called Empress Media Academy. And so I said I was a lecturer. I lecture in digital marketing. So my business is all about teaching like personal branding, how to market yourself, publicity, everything like that for women, both in and outside of pageantry. And so, again, I'm really passionate about like educating people to make the most of themselves. And it all ties together, because it's about focusing on who you are and what you want and going out there and looking after yourself whilst going for the things that you want to do and making the most of life. Because especially after suffering with anxiety, it's made me realise more than ever that I have to cherish and enjoy the life that I've got and how important it is to not let fear hold you back.
Yeah, definitely. So I know, you know, last couple of years, personal branding has become a big popular item, not just in the pageant, but outside. But I know a lot of girls have kind of asked me and approached other people that I know, you know, younger girls or girls that are just new to the pageant world. They've asked, well, how do I brand myself? How does that work? So what's one piece of advice you would tell someone new to pageantry about branding themselves?
I think it's about really figuring out who you are and what you stand for and what you want as a person, because I think a lot of stuff is fed to us, especially through like media, through just like culturally what success is. So there's quite a lot of things that we all might strive for that actually might not be the things that we truly want or desire deep down, or that actually align with us, but that we do because we think we should, or we think that's what will make us successful. So I think for me, it's really about figuring out what it is, what your unique qualities are and what you actually want. Because branding yourself is all about kind of aligning yourself to the life that you want for yourself. And you have to know what that is. And actually, you can't find that externally. It's really about you're looking at your life experiences, looking at the things that make you excited and make you want to get up in the morning, and the things that kind of drive you and how you want to live your life. And then in a way, it's about seeing how they all fit together to paint a picture. Mm-hmm. And then that picture is where you build your brand and how you display to the world who you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you definitely have to be really honest with yourself and really true to yourself, because otherwise you're creating this image of yourself that really it doesn't exist. And, you know, people can definitely tell when you're not being honest and truthful with yourself. So definitely a lot of soul searching.
Yeah. And people are drawn to like authenticity and relatability. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are aligned with your true self and you're putting that out to the world, people will naturally be drawn to you, and people will, it's all about becoming like somebody that people are going to listen to in the area that you're passionate about as well. And nobody's going to do that unless you're credible and you're relatable and like they've got to believe in what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's a great piece of advice. And I love that you are a lecturer and you said marketing, digital marketing.
Yeah, so I'm a university lecturer. Is that college for you, like when you do a degree?
Yeah, the university. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I do. So it's a little bit different from pageantry, but they actually, I think it's helped me in both sides of things. And I'm very, very open about pageantry and stuff within my job. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know if it's different here compared to the US, but obviously pageantry is not such a big thing here in the UK. It's a bit smaller, I would say, the pageant community. Mm-hmm. We're all very close in it. It's kind of bigger than you would expect if you're not in it. But once you're in it, it is quite small and we all kind of know and support each other, which is really nice. But people in the UK don't necessarily, they aren't always as receptive to pageants because it's not as known about and not as many people do it. But actually, I've found that the more I've kind of built who I am and this is a part of it and that I own it, people just love it. People accept it. It makes me really unique as a lecturer because I think the students think it's really interesting. It's a really interesting thing about me. And it makes me a bit different to the others. So it's helped me in both my career and I think it's helped me in pageantry to have my skills from my lecturing job as well. So although they're quite different, they actually surprisingly come together really nicely.
Oh, that I love that. That's so great. Does teach at one school or one university, or do you kind of teach at multiple universities? Or
so I'm just at one university. It's called the University of Lincoln, and that's where I grew up as well. So it's in my hometown where I grew up. I moved away for a little while. And then I think it made me appreciate my hometown, actually. And it's nice being near family. I'm quite a family. I love being around my family and having my mum and things close by with having a child is really nice as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So will your daughter and your husband come with you to, you said Orlando? That's where?
They're both coming with me. So I've already booked Disney World. I've booked Universal. So my daughter will be 3 in June, so she'll be 3 when we fly. It'll be her first flight, and it's quite long. Wow. So we'll see. You all have to just keep your fingers crossed that I get through the plane rides there in one piece. Because I think that hopefully she is very, very good. So hopefully she'll be able to sit there and get through the flight. But I think it's going to be amazing. The pageant's 3 days, and then we have another 7 days where it's going to be a family holiday, and we're going to do all the Disney and everything like that. So I think it's really nice.
That'll be so much fun.
I've even bought her a dress for when I compete. And because the crown has pearls in, I bought her a dress with pearls, and I'm going to buy her a little tiara to put in so she feels a part of it all.
That's awesome. Oh, how wonderful. I think nothing's better than having your family with you, cheering you on when you're on stage. Cause I mean, they're your big supporters and they love you and they just love, you being on stage. I think that's going to be so wonderful for, especially for her, because I mean, she just probably, I'm sure, sees the lights and sees mommy on stage and her pretty gown and everything. So that should be such a great experience.
Yeah, it's been the first. It'll be the first time she's seen a pageant, so I think she's like very much. Even though I'm not much of like a pink girl, I would say my daughter is pink all over, pink everything, sparkles, glitter. Like that's just what she's drawn to. So I think she's gonna love it. I think she's gonna be hooked.
Oh, wow. So cute. So is this the first time you've been outside of the UK to compete in a pageant, or have you been to other international spots?
Yeah, so I actually competed internationally my first year in pageantry. So it was a whirlwind of a year. So it was in Galaxy, if you've heard of the Galaxy pageant. Yeah. So I competed in Galaxy UK in my first year. That was my first ever pageant, and I came top 5. But my dad's English, my mum's Irish. So because my mum's Irish, I could compete in Galaxy Island. So a few months later, I did the Galaxy Island competition and I won in Ireland. I went to Galaxy International, and I was lucky enough to come top 5 at Galaxy International as well. For my first year, it was amazing. It was an amazing experience, a real whirlwind. Yeah. But I'm excited to do an international again now because I've learned so much. I mean, I felt like I knew what I was doing the first time, and I'd had coaching and stuff, but there's only so much. I feel like I had to experience it a bit more. I needed to be in the community more. I needed to figure myself out and what I wanted to get from it, and I feel in a totally different place now. So I'm very, very excited to get to compete internationally again and just go in slightly differently than I did before.
No, I agree. I think with every pageant that I'm, you know, that I'm a part of, when it's done, I kind of assess, like reassess kind of how, you know, how well I thought that I did, not just out on the pageant day, but just the entire days leading up to the pageant. Like, you know, should I, or, you know, could have done this a little bit more? Could I have been out in the community more? Or could have done, you know, it's really not a shoulda, coulda, woulda thing. It's just because I want to do better. Let me see where I need to kind of improve on areas that I feel satisfactory to me.
Yeah. And I think that's what I love about pageantry, because how many of the things in life give us the opportunity to have that like level of self-reflection? I think that's what keeps me going and keeps me competing in pageants, because it's having that kind of end, having an end goal really helps me to be motivated day to day, week to week, month to month. I think if I wasn't doing pageantry, I could probably let my goals kind of run for long periods of time and kind of put them off. Whereas having that end goal of pageantry really pushes me to keep moving forward towards all of my goals. And then to be able to reflect and just, like you say, it's not even necessarily about the win. It's about, you know, having that moment, being on the stage, celebrating yourself. And then, like you say, looking back and having that reflection and learning more about yourself. Because it's not, I feel like we're not encouraged to do that much in normal life. And pageantry really helps you to do that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely keeps your focus. And that's what I love about being in pageant, especially as an adult. I mean, when you're a child, you're just going to go there for the fun of it. But as an adult, you definitely have, you have to lay out your goals very clearly, very precisely, and, you know, try to achieve those goals.
Yeah. 100%. It really, it's a driving force for me. Everyone around me says, how do you do all of the stuff you do all the time? And I was like, because I've got it all planned. You know, at the beginning of the year, I have it all planned, and then I have to stick to it.
Yes, exactly. Another question here. So what would be a piece of advice to someone who wants to get into pageantry but just isn't quite sure? How would you encourage them to do a pageant?
So I'd probably looked at pageants quite a few times, even in my teen years, and I didn't start until I was 26. And that was because before I suffered with anxiety, I worried what people would think of me. Like, would people think that I thought I was amazing for putting myself forward for a pageant in the first place? Or did I look the part, and were people going to like laugh at me for doing it, or whatever those kind of worries, especially as a teenager, I felt like I cared so much about what other people might think, or just not having that self-belief. And as I said about personal branding, I think in just personal development in general, after having anxiety, firstly, I decided I was going to live life for myself and I was going to stop worrying about anybody else, because we are not going to regret, you know, doing something and somebody not agreeing with it necessarily. But what we are going to regret in our lives is if we don't do the things that we are drawn to because of what other people might think. One day you're going to look back and you're going to think, why did I care about that? Why did I not just do what my heart was telling me to do? So I think if there's any little part of you that's thinking this might be a good thing for you or might help you in some way, or even if you just might enjoy it, like it can just be for the enjoyment of it, then do it. I just think life's far too short to not experience all the things that life has to offer, and you're going to learn something from it. We're either going to learn, and maybe you don't like it, and that's fine, but maybe you've learned something from it, or you're going to love it and you might carry on for years and years, like what happened to me once I started. I can see this happen, me being in pageantry for a very long time. And it might absolutely change your life. I definitely think it's changed my confidence in so many ways. So I just think it's too short not to do things, whatever it might be.
I agree. Yeah, totally agree. Yeah, because you never, you just never know. And who knows, that experience that you said yes to may open a whole bunch of doors to whatever that, you know, whatever it is, and you just be successful no matter what. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a lecturer when I started pageantry, and I don't know if I would even be in the position I'm in now without it, because being in pageantry is what led to me having my business. Part of me getting the lecturing job was my experience in being a business owner. There's so many things that have all stacked up to help me in other areas of life that I can link back to me starting pageantry. So even if it's not, even if the pageant itself isn't your goal, it can really help you to grow your skills or even stepping stones into other things that you might want to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Exactly. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much. Where can we find you? Are you on social media? Which platforms? Do you have a website?
Yeah, so I am going to have a website very soon. I'm working on that in the background at the moment. But my Instagram is at jasminefoley.uk. And then my business Instagram is at Empress Media Academy. That's where I do all of my teaching and training. And then you'll just find me on Facebook if you just search for Jasmine Foley or International Miss United Kingdom. And I'd say that would be the main places. And if anyone's interested in the Wellness Week, then they can contact me on there too.
Yes, definitely. If you're interested in that Wellness Week, I think that'd be such a great experience. Thank you so much, Jasmine. I look forward to following you and your journey to, it's internationals, right? It's international pageant. Yes. International in August. So it's actually on my birthday. My birthday is August 29th. So I'll definitely remember you on that day. So thank you so much. It's been great getting to know you and hearing your story. And I'm really glad that we got this time thing going on and not talk to you at 2 a.m. because that would be bad.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely chatting to you.
Of course. Thank you so much. All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.